yeah, let's get it rolling. So season 5, movement is greater than anything. What I wanted to do specifically with the summer is let that be open, what do they call it, like open table for everybody that's featured in the summer. So I don't know if you've seen, but I had some videos of some dancers that I know in Chicago, just did some little freestyle shooting with them, literally having them embody movement, but in their own expression. So tapped into some people back in the spring. They were talking about themes in relation to movement is greater than anything. So I just had like subcategories and we tapped into that. But this this turnaround with the summer, in the notes, I just broke down like kind of like branches of movement. Like when you think of like affirmations, and how that can feed into yourself when you think about freedom, when you think about growth, when you think about energy and spirit, all of that is movement inside you. It's an internal and external energy. So Sigga, you feel me, from technically Richmond, Virginia, am I right?
Yes.
Word.
Technically.
Word. That's my, okay. What's good? This is the East Coast energy right here. Whole East Coast energy. Shout out to Brooklyn. That was the last East Coast that I tapped into. That's what's up. This is crazy. Like, I'm literally having chills because I'm like, bro, you haven't really tapped into the East like that. And so to know that literally, Sigga, the universe brought me into your space. Like, it was one of those where I cannot tell you how many times I've been telling folks, people that I know from Brooklyn, from Harlem, I'm like, y'all, I'm trying to get a hold of the DMV area. I swear to God, whether it be me visiting, whether it be me running into people. When I tell you, Sigga, between you, you were like the whole threshold, because right after I started, like, you know, interacting with you, when I tell you this whole weekend, I swear to God, I met someone from Maryland. I met someone from D.C. One of my homies moved to D.C. So I'm just like, make it make sense.
Have you visited?
No, I have yet.
I need to. You have to tap into like the DC nightlife. You have to go.
Yeah. And actually, that's the last coast that I have yet to like really, really tap into. Because I heard y'all got a little triangle thing going on, right? It's like you can travel amongst all of the cities kind of at the same like distance or something like that.
It depends on which cities you're trying to travel into. But yeah, DMV, okay. Like North Virginia, DC, Maryland. Yeah, you can get to all of that.
Word. Yeah, like I'm literally feeling a road trip tour, sweater guys. Shout out to that. East Coast love. East round East. 2. We in here.
What's up, y'all? I'm Sigga. I am 26 years old from Richmond, Virginia, currently living in Los Angeles. I am like, for, you know, to pay the bills, I am a social worker in the foster care system. But on the side, I am also a content creator, influencer within the spirituality niche. And looking to I have messages that I want to share, and I share them through comedic content. And it's messages that I feel like everyone can relate to some extent. So check me out at Sigga.
You guys know, we're going to drop the bio, the link, social media, all that. So I ain't going to have nobody like, wait, play it back. Let me get the no. It's going to be one of those. Y'all can just click it. It's a done deal. So
I don't know.
No stress on that. We got you. So we're going to hop right into it, okay? So when you think of movement, right, Sigga, like I said, I was just kind of like painting the picture of how the theme has been going throughout the year, but tapping into what movement is, like more of an affirmation statement. That's how I wanted to like just how can we say, like, paint the picture for this episode. So when you look at movement in the terms of freedom, right? I mean, I don't have to go to Google freedom. We clearly know what the definition of it is, but what is that to you?
What does freedom mean to me?
Yeah.
Freedom means to be untied to other people's opinions, just the outside world in general. Like, freedom is being fully tapped into who you are and navigating the world from that space. And that's something that I'm tapping into more now, because I realize, like, even in my job, I feel like I have to show up as this different person. You know, I have to show up as this professional or this other person that I see as outside of who Sigga is. And I'm starting to realize, like, it makes me feel chained down. But as I start thinking, I'm like, no, I'm going to show up into all of these spaces as I am. Like, Siga is a professional. I don't need to show up as nobody else. You know, Siga is a creative. I don't need to show up as anybody else. I am these things. And that's what truly sets me free, because then I can be in any type of environment, any type of situation, and just be content and able to flow, able to communicate, able to do whatever I need to do for me and to benefit my environment, because I'm showing up fully as myself. And that is freedom, being fully tapped into my intuition, my connection with the spiritual realm. And that, because that conversation for me is the most, that's the most important connection that there is, my connection with myself, with my spiritual team. And if I keep that intact, I can navigate how I need to navigate.
Thank you for that. Thank you. What do you believe sets people free? Because we ain't talking about signal, right? We talking about, if you think about just stopping at a stoplight and you just see some people, right? They got the right of way to walk. Like, what sets the, you know, the person who's, hear me out, in a whole, you know, little handicapped little motor scooters, right? What sets this person free compared to, like, this kid just being held by their parents when they're walking across the street?
What sets people free? You know, I don't want to answer it as if there's a one universal answer for everyone, but I will say that for me, and something that I would definitely share with the next person, is that setting yourself free goes back to my idea of freedom and just tapping into yourself. Like, who are you? You know, what do you want? What do you offer? You know, what is that give and take for you, that yin and that yang? What is that for you, so that when you show up in these spaces, like I said, you can be you, you can show up as yourself. Like, that is what it means to be free, when you can be who you are spiritually, mentally, energetically, like literally the fullness of who you are, when you can take that with you into any space that you go into. That's true freedom to me. Right. And, you know, putting more importance on your connection with yourself than your connection with anything, anybody, you know, the law of detachment and that whole thing. Like, when you can navigate and let things go and welcome in the new freely and openly, that is freedom. There's no chains. There's no I have to. There's no expectations from, you know, societal ideas or family members, friends, whoever the case, whoever it may be. There's none of that. It's just, listen, I hear your opinion, I understand you, but I've been meditating, or I've been journaling, and I know what my spirit wants. I know what my calling is, my purpose is. I know how to use my gift. And when you have that strong connection, that faith, and that understanding of yourself, you just move different. You talk different. You act different. Some people don't understand it. Some people don't get it. Some people will see it and try to, you know, put their own opinions in on it or whatever, but you got to stay strong to who you are and what your purpose is. And only you would know that. Only you.
Movement is growth. I am literally thinking about a plant that grows if you water it right, if you put the right soil. Because when you think about it, some plants, literally, prime example, shout out to Aquarius, but I don't know why and how, but almost every Aquarius I know has a succulent, including myself. And every time, like, between me moving the place to place, when I think about it, when I was in my dorm rooms, when I was living at the time, like, whole nother past life, when I was living with them, when I even have my own place now, even when I, like, moved back to my parents, getting my shit together, I bought a brand new succulent, and I'm just like, bro, these follow you wherever you go, but the whole piece of it and the main goal of what I want from it is for it to grow. It's to water it. It's to know what the language of that plant is for it to move correctly. So when you think of, you know, growth, specifically in the mindset of movement, what would you say is essential to staying, like, motivated, inspired, you know what I mean? Like, to keep yourself growing, what inspires you to be elevated, if that makes sense?
You gotta feed your soul. You gotta do things that feed your soul and feed you. And I feel like I'm gonna probably be coming back to the same idea of freedom and this basic connection to yourself, because that really is, like, that's ground zero. Like that's step one. You know, you have to have that regardless, period. But I myself am still trying to figure that out for myself. But what I'm realizing is that, so I have like this morning routine where I wake up at like 6:30 and I set up my day, I drink my tea, I'm journaling, I'm meditating, you know, whatever I need to do for myself. And I realize after stepping away from that for a little bit, how different my days are. Like when I don't have that at the beginning of my day, it's like I jump straight into whatever those plans are for the day or work or whatever. And I kind of lose sense of myself. So, I say that to say, like, having that time for yourself, those things that feed you, those things that remind you of who you are, who you innately are, remind you of your heart and your spirit, your purpose, allows you time to connect with that. That is essential to being able to show up in any other realm for anyone else. And when it comes to staying motivated and having that movement, it's like, what are your goals? You know, like, what is your purpose throughout your day? What is your purpose with your job or your social media presence? I mean, literally your music, whatever it is, what is your purpose in holding tight to that? Because that's what's going to keep you going through it all. But even, I also want to say that even with that, like, we're human and, you know, everything's constantly moving, everything's constantly shifting. So even if you do have, you know, a few months where you're like, yeah, I'm hella motivated, I'm getting shit done, like yada yada, and then you come up to this point where it's like, damn, I'm not doing shit, I haven't done anything, I feel like it's hard for me to get out of bed, yada yada, that's part of it. And it's okay, you're not failing, you're not behind, you're not going backwards, it's just where you need to be right now. Take this time to recenter, focus on your mind, your spirit, your well-being, and when it's time for you to kick it into high gear again, you'll know.
Absolutely. And I was going to actually just give a little side question to that piece. Like you said, those moments where you are like, all right, I should be doing something, or, you know, I feel like I'm missing out, or that, like they call it FOMO, right? Just knowing like there is peace and also growth in not doing anything. Like,
yes,
you can literally pause.
You
can burn yourself out. It's a real thing. Or explode. It's either way, you know, one way or the other. So,
yeah. I think society has just primed us to, like, even from childhood, like, we're primed to feel like we have to go, go, go.
Yeah.
You know, wake up at 7 a.m., get to school by 8. That starts at, what, age 4 or 5? And then that translates into college. It translates into your career. It's literally our expectations of life, you know, this typical schedule that society has us on. But no, you can tap out of that and tap into some shit that feeds you.
Swear to God. Because we can talk about time. That's a whole nother combo.
That's
like,
a whole
what is
nother
it, you know?
Thing.
Like, when people ask me what time is it, I'm like, I don't know. I purposely say, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, you know what time. Spiritually, right, to just feed into these these questions with energy and spirit, you know, and just, you know, seeing and knowing what you do, Siga, and understanding it and respecting it, and also tapping into it, right, with these questions, I'm like, all right, I want to really see like what she's gonna, you know, spit from the brain here. Hear me out. No pressure. So, in your own words, Siga, right, as a spiritual life coach going brazy in the West Coast, right?
Uh-huh.
How do you shift and move through energy day to day, right? Like, what are some things that you do? This is a two-part question, but I'm going to just ask you that first question first.
You mean like to shift from social worker into influencer into spiritual coach? Is that what you mean? Like
right there.
See, because I'm all three of those things every day. That's a great question. Like I said, I set up my day. So, like, at the beginning of the day, I have my time for me. I'm not any of those titles. I'm just me,
right?
You know? And that's, like, ground zero. And then I usually have, like, my crystals. I'm literally holding a crystal right now. This is my Herkimer Diamond crystal.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to put it in the camera. I got to see it real quick. My geeky is.
Because this one, you can, like, program energies into it. So that's what I do. I cleanse my heart and my diamond, and, you know, I speak whatever affirmations that I want for that next phase of the day. Word. And I move forward with the faith that what I've put out into the universe is going to come back to me, right, you know, tenfold. So I sage probably like 2 or 3 times a day. Got to clear out that energy. I meditate. I'm not going to say I do these things between every single transition, but I definitely make sure I set up with the meditation. I'm definitely switching my crystals out throughout the day. And then also just kind of figuring out ways that I can break things up, because my job, my social work job, is mostly work from home. So you got work from home in this space, and then I'm opening up my other laptop and doing spiritual coaching sessions in the same space, and then I'm moving over 5 feet to record content. So it's like, how can I split this up? So sometimes I'll go into the office if I need to, or I'll go work at Starbucks or something like that. You know, it's just change of scenery helps me shift my energy, and then those spiritual tools as well.
Word.
Energy is real. Energy is real. Like, this is probably getting real deep into this shit, but whatever. So the walls hold energies. Like, your walls, they hold energies. When you're going through shit, or you went through a breakup, or you're mourning, grieving, whatever, the walls hold that energy, and lemon is a wonderful way to cleanse out, give you a clean plate.
Lemon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Clean your walls with lemon, water and lemon.
Say lemon.
And you will feel the difference.
Cause yeah, I didn't even think of, hear me out. I need you to give me like a diagnosis on black sage. I just bought some black sage for the first time. I've always been using the white. To use black sage, what would you say that's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of black sage? Like,
dreamy, time travel, connecting with the spiritual realm, astral travel. That's what I think of with black sage.
Word.
White sage is my usual go-to when I'm shifting energies, because white sage cleanses the space like bleach, completely wipes it out. And black sage also cleanses, but it also brings in like this dreamy astral travel type of vibe.
Word.
Yeah. Is that what you were going for with the black?
Hear me out. I was like, I'm literally going 360 with the color.
Okay. And that's all, that's cool. I feel that.
I didn't know, like, you know, every shop should, this is the right thing to do, is to put like the properties, or at least tell me like, hey, this is what it is. But it's like an African spiritual shop that I go to in the city, and the guy's like super sweet, and so I trusted his energy of just guiding me there, and then I just chose like which one. Like, I've always had Palo Santos. I've, like I said, using sage, like the regular sage, but like that's super new for me. So I was like, I'm curious of like what you know, and like how that's that energy, you know what I'm saying? Because it's blue, right? Isn't there a blue one? There's like different colors.
Yeah, there's blue sage.
Yeah, yeah. So
there's lots of sage.
Yeah.
There's so many things. Yeah. But yeah, burn that black sage like before you go to sleep or before you meditate, and let me know.
Definitely.
Let me know how that goes for you.
Definitely. So yeah, like, it's still wrapped in the plastic, because I was like, nope, I'm not using you yet, bro. I got like a whole Ziploc bag, sick, I swear to God. I got a whole Ziploc bag of Palo Santos. Like, that is my favorite.
I am a person that needs a lot of solitude. Like, I need me time, period. And that is how I recharge, with my me time. Like, and I need days where I wake up and I have no plans. Whatever I do throughout the day is how I'm feeling, and that's how I move. If I want to stay in the house all day, then that's what I'm going to do. If I want to go out for a ride, go out to brunch, you know, whatever, then that's what I'm going to do. And that is what recharges me. Like, and it's hard for me working in my job too, because I'm kind of like technically on call 24/7, you know, in case some emergencies go down. And it's like after 5 o'clock, I just be wanting to tap out. Like, nothing else matters, nothing else exists. But when I am able to find those moments and really tap in, that's what brings me back. Because I absorb energies very easily. I know what others are feeling. I can feel other people's feelings. So I be needing that time to just cleanse all that out and refill my own cup.
Hear me out. I'm that type where I will leave through the back door if shit don't feel right. And to know that you said that is like, I thought I was just the only person to like be in a space. It can be somebody that I've never even met, I swear to God, and somebody would just come up to me either on some love or straight BS, and it's like, whoa, why me? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you know, when we think about communication, we think about, you know, the English language or whatever language that you speak. We think about the words that come out of our mouth, but really that's honestly not even the deepest form of communication between us as people, us with nature. Like, the deepest form of communication is our auras communicating with each other, intuitive communication. And when we step into a room, we are feeling other people's auras. Like, our aura is communicating with someone else's aura before we even made eye contact, you know? And that's why sometimes it's like, I don't know you, I've never had a conversation with you, but I know I'm not feeling you. Yeah. And it's just like, what is that? And that's what it is. Your aura is letting you know, and that ties into our intuition. Like, when our auras are picking up on shit, are you listening, you know, or are you not trusting yourself, not trusting your intuition? And I be having to distance myself sometimes because energies, people got all types of shit with them, and right. It's okay, we all got shit, but I just don't have the energy to be putting up with everybody's shit. Like, it's too much.
Your energy be like, all right, I'm gone. Like, literally.
I'm out.
Yeah. When you think about the seven chakras, you don't have to dive super deep into it, but literally from mind and body, externally and internally, all of it, like head to toe, what would be some advice, Sigga, you would give to the IPR fam when it comes to movement and those seven chakras, like things that people can at least keep in mind, like, all right, you know, my throat chakra is tweaking a little bit. What can I do to still keep moving forward? Shit, if my, you know, the core, you know what I'm saying? Like, or even going down to, because I know it stops technically, like, your, like, underbelly, but I feel like it's some chakras in our feet or something. It's something down there. You know what I'm saying? The lower body got energy too. So, when you think of those chakras and movement, right? What are some advice or tips you can get to the fam to keep going with that?
Man, there's so much that you can tap into when it comes to balancing yourself. The chakras are energy centers. They're the energy centers that keep us going. They fuel, they are connected to our aura. And there is herb magic, there's crystal magic, there's candle magic, color magic. I mean, literally, you can tap in any way that you connect with best. Anything that brings you to this, to a, like a centered state, anything that brings you to a, it's like a, I'll describe it as a high without any type of substance. It's like a high that you get from your own energy being at its, working at its full capacity, and you working at your full capacity with nature, with your environment. For me, my crystals, I am a crystal person. I love my crystals. I would definitely recommend crystals that are good for like your throat chakra or your heart chakra, whatever one you're focusing on. Also, I would recommend wearing the color of the chakra that you're trying to connect more deeply with. If you want to align your chakras, just recenter yourself and get that energy flowing. Connect with yourself, connect with the universe, connect with Earth in any way that you see fit.
Now, in your own words, Sigga, movement is what? Like, excluding all of, I just made my own word and I'm literally copying that. But excluding, swear to God. excluding, my bad, growth, freedom, energy, and spirit, all the things we talked about. If you can define movement in one word, explain it and why.
Movement in one word. Explain it in one word. I'm trying to break it all down into one word.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be two words?
That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's like, no pressure.
I'm going to say movement is... Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm going to... One word. Deliberate. Movement is deliberate.
Movement is delivered?
Deliberate. Or
deliberate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's what it is. The reason that I say that is because we can move all day. I mean, we can move. We can be doing a billion things in a day and call ourselves moving. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if your soul isn't in it, you know, if your spirit isn't in it, then it's kind of like empty movement, which leads to burnout. You know, you're drained. But like deliberate movement from a place of inspired action, movement from a place of I'm centered and I just got this download, or I just heard this from spirit. I felt this after my meditation. I felt this after my journaling session. And then moving from that place, that is movement forward into the direction that you want to go. And when it comes to like making decisions or, making decisions, trying to figure out which way to go, I always say to tap into your emotional guidance tool. And that is like the thing that you use to decide, okay, what feels good and what doesn't. Life is supposed to feel good. You're supposed to experience joy. That's what we're here to do, to experience this life. And, you know, just like going back to time, like what's the average lifespan of a human? Like 70 something years at this point? Like that is literally the blink of an eye for the universe. You know, so it's like, what are you doing with your time? You know, how is everything coming together for you? And making that movement from that place, like that place of purpose, that place of self-understanding, that place of courage. Not saying you're not going to be afraid to make that next step, but that's where the courage comes in. You do it anyway. So yeah, deliberate.
Word. That was powerful as fuck. Deliberate, y'all. Whole time I thought you said deliver, and I'm like, I just thought of my man. I just thought of my man's on social media who said delivered.
I know that too.
Yeah. No. Word. This was an awesome interview, Sick. I appreciate you. Yeah. So just let the fam know like some stuff. You don't have to tell them too much. Anybody trying to get a business like that, but like. Closing out, you know, the summer going into the fall, what's some things just kind of like, you know, sprinkling in the noggin? What you trying to get done?
What am I trying to get into? I'm trying to get into a space where I can make the amount of money that I'm currently making or more doing something that I genuinely love to do. Doing something that feeds my soul. Which for me right now, I mean, you know, I have my ideas of what it should be, but the universe won't tell me what's up for real. But yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to get into acting. I want to get into content creation for larger brands. I want to work with brands that also have a message that they want to share, specifically, ideally within the spirituality niche, but if not, just a brand that's about movement, keyword, movement forward, so that I can share the messages that I have to share through that brand and reach. It's about reaching like a mass number of people with a simple message that can still be impactful.